Well, you know, well, that's like a fairy story. And
Revolution takes 20. Revolution takes 20.
And I get paranoid. And yet, it's there. It's always there. I suppose there are some people who really like that. Maybe once every century or something. That when a meeting is really, really good, probably that happens. Maybe once every 2 centuries or something. Or probably people who have that kind of relationship never bother to tell it to others, and nobody really believes it, so that we don't know about it. But it's amazing that it does exist. And it's amazing that the only time that I remember about my promiscuity is when I feel so insecure that I feel intentionally that I have to bring that out in me to sort of protect myself. But other than that, it never is there. But I still feel that I have to hold back because I'm not quite sure if you feel that way. Well, that's like a kind of strange calculation, maybe. You know, that's a kind of calculation bit that. The cleverness bit, you know, like holding back because you don't know that other person's feelings are. No.
But if you want money from people with minds that hate,
but one has to protect oneself in a way. Or should one?
Telephone call to Italy.
No. To Italy? So now John tells me that if I had booked a telephone call to Italy, which I did, so I should have it. Bill said that he got a very nice place for me, and he's found a very nice place for me. It's overlooking the park, the Hyde Park. It's quiet. It's on the third floor. Both rooms are facing the park and the sky. Just the two rooms are rather small, but I don't mind. And a very tiny kitchenette, but just very nice. And the toilet and bath, which are very nice. And they're all painted white and has a very pale gold fitted carpet. So that sounds really great. Tomorrow morning or something, maybe I should go and see it. And even if it's temporary, I can always give the lease to somebody, I suppose, because it sounds like a very cheap place for that, the location and all that. Location and all that, it's less than £20 a week, meaning like £18 or something, as it comes to. Because it's 800 per annum. So, and central heating and all that. It sounds all very nice. But, all right. And then I found out something else. Today. Andy Warhol and Mario Meyer were shot today in New York. I'm so glad that I wasn't there, because I would like to be there if I were in New York. Here, Mario. But the thing is, oh, and that's something that I should tell John. It's so funny. Mario used to, because he's a fag, I guess. I don't know what it is, but anyway, he was very, I think he's, but your fag, as much as he could as a fag, I think he was terribly interested in me and all that. So what he does is he would just sort of like touch me on the neck or like my back or something like that, or sort of scratch my arm or something like that when I'm talking to somebody. And then he said, this girl's amazing, she doesn't even notice. You know, and made me feel like I'm a real frigid woman, which was true, because I really never noticed. And I was thought, oh, you were scratching me or something. And it was just annoying, you know. But most of the time, I didn't even notice, because I was sort of deep in some conversation or something like that. And it made me used to wonder, my God, if I were sensitive at all, no matter what I was doing, if he would touch me or something, I should notice. You know, that used to bother me. But that's how I was, you see, isn't it? Some will panic because I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Cindy's coming back, maybe. Are we going back to Weybridge, or are we going to stay here? All that, you see. And that's what it is, I guess. I mean, it's my paranoia too. But that's something that's frightening me. That's something that we have to face together. See what it is, and like go through it together. All this It's just that I miss you so much and so much. Because you mean eating up and all that. So you look skinnier than the time that I met you or something. I don't know, something about it. Don't seem to have gained any weight. I guess that has something to do with our relationship. All, but most of them are sort of leaning forward. It means that you're suddenly starting to, instead of being reticent, you know, starting to become forward and aggressive, which is like a very normal thing for men. They're leaning backwards. Handwriting is typical of sort of insecure, terribly insecure high school girl or something like that. It's very rare to see it in a man. Did you know that? And when I first saw your handwriting, I was really amazed. Because you very rarely see that in a man. I almost felt that I saw your secret there, something. But now it's starting to change and it's beautiful. Why that insecurity and the passiveness, paranoia? I hate to say it, but I really think that had a lot to do with your marriage. Maybe you were like that, and that's how marriage became. I don't know. But it seems like a long relationship like that would really screw somebody up, like I was screwed up. That it could screw people up, rather. Then again, it could be good too. Anyway, that handwriting and your marriage, somehow I felt it was sort of an intuitive thing. The first time I saw it, I thought that there was a definite connection.
What are you saying? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I also miss her, and it's a terrible feeling, alone in a crowded room.
Thank you. each other. Was that a bit of a contact there all the time?
In the brass vertebrae. I did it myself.
Don't you ever do that.
I must do it now and then to keep myself in tune. Oh.
You mustn't do anything without me.
I wasn't exactly doing it without you. I was just doing it in the corner. Freak a minute, because I'm sweating to my boots. I'm going to have a look at the photographs of the family.
Yeah. what I should say. And I suddenly looked at Ringo, and Ringo was looking at me. And he sort of smiled and nodded. It's probably because I'm just crazy. I was just having a microphone in my mouth and not saying anything. I sort of... anyway. Now George is looking at me, smiling too. I must really look crazy when I have a microphone with me. John is such a genius. This is the first time that just once in a while I almost get jealous of his talent, which is really amazing. Any artist. Maybe I get excited about his work. I almost feel like kneeling down and kissing his feet. This is the sea dog here. It's almost like the kind of thing that I would think of it.